Initially, Jaco and his gang, which had grown to 12 men, called themselves Jaco's Raiders. One newspaper had dubbed them the Kingdom Come Gang because they slaughtered every man, woman, and child in sight during their raids. The name stuck and became a sobriquet that the men wore as a badge of pride. As a single column, their leader A.M. Jaco at the head, they'd ridden through the star-filled, moonless night, arriving just as the sun was coming up. The town of Runnels, Texas had been built in the hope that it would become a railroad stop, but the tracks had passed it by and it was already struggling for survival. Jaco held up his hand, bringing the column to a halt. The riders stared at the just-awakening town.
If ever there was a town just waiting to be picked, like pulling an apple from a tree, this here's the one.
Jaco pulled his pistol and looked at the others.
Let's ride in, making a lot of noise and shooting up the town. Anyone you see out in the street, kill him.
The others pulled their pistols and looked over at their leader, waiting for orders.
Let's go!
12 men of the Kingdom Come Gang started forward. Just as they entered town, they saw a woman heading to the barn with a milking stool in one hand and the milk bucket in the other.
Kill her!
A small group of workers had gathered outside the freight wagon warehouse, waiting for it to open. Not a one of them was armed.
Kill them!
While the early risers were now lying in the street dead or gravely wounded, Jaco turned his attention to the other townspeople.
People of Runnels, I want you out of your houses, all of you. Turn out into the street, now!
Jaco looked over at Dingo, who was now holding a flaming torch. Jaco pointed to the roof of the general store.
Burn it down.
Dingo tossed it. Jaco aimed his pistol into the air.
Now, if you people don't come out in the street right now like I ordered you to, I'm gonna burn down every building in this town. Do you understand me? Every building in the town is gonna be burnt down if you don't come into the street.
Hesitantly and fearfully, the people of the town started going outside.
Well now, you're finally beginning to get smart.
Jaco noticed that they had stopped in front of a restaurant.
Who owns this restaurant?
I own it.
A man stepped down from the porch. Unlike most of the others, he was dressed and wearing an apron.
I want you to fix breakfast for us.
Yes, sir, I'd be glad to. Breakfast is a quarter piece. How many are there?
It don't matter how many of us there are. This morning, breakfast is free.
Sir, I can't give you a free meal. I'm a businessman.
Jaco looked out over all the people he'd called outside. He saw an old man with wrinkled skin, white hair, and a long white beard.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do, Mr. Restaurant Owner. I'm going to start killing people, and I'm going to keep on killing people until you get back inside and start cooking our breakfast. How many I kill depends on how long it takes you to get back inside.
No. Don't kill anybody else. I'm going back inside now, and I'm going to start cooking your breakfast.
And you ain't going to charge nothing for it.
No, sir. I ain't going to charge you nothing at all.
You're a good man. The rest of you go on about your business. Now! Blue, after we get some breakfast, you, Larry, and Lenny go to the bank. Have the banker open his vault and clean it out. Clean out the cash drawers, too. Then kill whoever's left in the bank.
All right.
Dingo, I got something special I want you to do. I want you to take 3, maybe 4 more men with you and kill 15 or 20 people.
Anyone in particular?
No, it don't make no, never mind who it is. As long as we kill a bunch of them. The more we kill, the more people will be afraid of us. And the more people are afraid of us, the less chance anyone is going to try and go against us. You all right with that?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I thought you might like that. Matoon, I want you and Sire to visit every store and select the best merchandise the store has to offer. I also want you to visit every house and take all the jewels and money you can find. If anyone protests, kill him.
Where are you going to be, Jaco?
I'm going to be right out in front of the restaurant here, drinking coffee and enjoying the show.